What's in a name? Would a rose by any other name smell as sweet? Before I knew to call Morningside by its name, I called it home. For all I knew, the neighborhood was a happy little oasis on the east side of Detroit, where there was always family to love, ice cream trucks to chase, and children to play with until the streetlights came on. It was just the east side. Then one day, a sign appeared with the word Morningside in golden letters, and I then had a name for how the neighborhood feels to me. Beautiful, colorful, sunny. This is a story about how my home got its name. I'm Lauren Gray, an educator, born and raised here. After spending the past decade away from Detroit, I've returned wanting to reconnect and learn more about my roots. My neighbor on 3 Mile, Eric DeWicke, moved to the neighborhood before it was called Morningside.
Well, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary this year of the Neighborhood Association, which started out as NEAR.
Neighborhood East Area Residents.
And I wasn't active in that when I first moved in. But gradually I heard that that existed, and then I kind of slowly got involved around the time in the late 90s when we changed the name to Morningside. The folks leading the Neighborhood Association at that time saw what was happening in East English Village, and their neighborhood was originally called DEAR,
Detroit East Area Residents.
So we were NEAR and DEAR. Yeah, cute, right? And what they decided was that that name, didn't really say anything. And so they changed their name to East English Village Association. And the real estate values started going up because it was a more marketable name. We decided, maybe we should have a more marketable name. And we actually had a contest. We had a contest to say, what should our neighborhood name mean and be? And we had a prize. And I remember the gentleman who won. I can't call his name now, but he lived on Bedford.
That gentleman was Mr. Earl Jones. And my father, Gary Gray, was the president of the Morningside Association at the time.
And when I was president, I figured it'd be a good thing for us to change our name. And we had a contest. And my neighbor, two doors down, Earl, won the contest. He named it Morningside, which happens to be a very exclusive neighborhood in Atlanta. And I thought it was a good name, too. Of course, we had a little resistance because some of the old-timers still wanted to keep it NEAR. But I was the deciding vote, so it became Morningside. When the kids, I don't know if Lauren remembered this, they used to call it Mr. Earl's Neighborhood. He was very good with the kids, and Earl was just a great guy. And his house was immaculate.
Oh, you remember Mr. Rogers' neighborhood? He kind of reminded me of Mr. Rogers. He was a neighbor. He was always outside doing cool stuff. I was learning from him all the time. I remember you were the first person that I saw just eat something from its plant state. Like he just picked up, I think it was mint, and ate it. And I had no concept of that. So I was like, oh my God, ew, gross. He's just eating leaves off the tree. What is that? And then you explained to me what it was. It was mint. So, you know, you learned from him, you got to just hang out and be outside, and it's Mr. Earl's neighborhood, you know? Even though Mr. Earl doesn't live right up the street anymore, I went to visit him to see what he remembers about his time on Bedford.
I loved everything about that house. I loved the yard, I loved the garage, I loved the house. It was my first house, and still I think it was my favorite house ever. But I do remember the kids growing up from children and walking. And then I moved out in 1995. So it's been a while since I've seen any of them.
A name is significant. It evokes a feeling. It suggests ownership of something. I now feel an enhanced sense of community and pride in this neighborhood I grew up loving. We're no longer just the East Side. We're Morningside.
Support for Morningside 48224 is provided by the Knight Foundation.